The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You're listening to More Than 90, the podcast for fans who live and breathe football. I'm your host, DJ Jogo Bonito. Hey, what's up, More Than 90 listeners? Today I'm joined by a good friend of mine, DJ I. He's a diehard Premier League fan, always in the loop with the latest news, transfers, and drama. If there's something happening in English football, this guy knows about it. DJ I, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, DJ Jogo Bonito.
So the EPL, the English Premier League, is a professional association football league in England, and the highest level of the English Football League system. Contested by 20 clubs, many would say it's the best league in the world. What do you think, DJI?
Well, I do believe that it definitely is one of the better leagues in the world, just because when you're fighting for the first place, you have at least 6 to 8 teams that can compete for the first place, and they have the squad to challenge the other teams.
If you could predict who's going to be the champion at the end of the season, who would you predict to win the league, to lift that glorious trophy of the English Premier League at the end of the season?
I think as of right now, I would choose Liverpool. Their team has been looking like performing week in and week out.
With the big six being Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United, and Tottenham Hotspur, where do you predict any of those six will finish in the table at the end of the season?
I see Arsenal finishing in third place, City will stay in second, and Liverpool will take the whole thing at the end. I think Liverpool, the way they're playing, aren't going to drop much points anymore.
So what do you think about Chelsea and Tottenham Hotspur? Where do you think they will finish?
For Chelsea, I can see them finishing fourth or fifth. It just depends if they can continue to form to the end, which I feel like one injury will stop them from finishing top five. Spurs, they haven't really been the best recently. I see them finishing in the middle table, just depending on if their players perform.
We're going to play a little game here. Start, bench, or sell. Antony, Harry Maguire, and Mason Mount. Who do you start? Who do you bench? Who do you sell?
I think I will have to sell Antony. I feel like ever since joining Man U, he has not been what people thought he was going to do. I see like when he's up in front, he lacks decision of what to do and will end up losing the ball. With Harry Maguire, I think I will bench him. He's a veteran player. Even though he does make errors at times, he has shown to be able to, perform. Mason Mount, I think I would start him. I think he has a lot of room for improvement, even though he has not been his old self since Chelsea. He just lacks a bit of confidence, but I would start him.
Now, let me give you something a little bit more difficult. Looking back at players that have played in the Premier League legends, again, start, bench, or sell. Steven Gerrard, Wayne Rooney, Frank Lampard, and why?
For this one, I would probably sell Frank Lampard. I just think when he comes to being a midfielder, Steven Gerrard has him beat in everything. For the next two would be Steven Gerrard and Wayne Rooney. I think I will bench Wayne Rooney, just because Steven Gerrard is someone who can control the pace of the midfield. Passing the ball, that was his specialty. He can also shoot from outside the box. And that's why, for me, I will start Steven Gerrard over the other two.
I don't think we talked about it. I don't think I asked you, but what team in the Premier League do you support and why? What team has had you checking out their stats, their results, watching their games whenever they play? What team would you say is your Premier League team?
From the Prem, the one team that I've always liked watching has been Arsenal. I just like their style of play. You know, they've always been a team that can fight for the titles. Even though they had a moment where they weren't doing good. But at the moment, I do think Arsenal has the chance to become one of the better teams in the world. You know, they have a lot of young players who have a lot of potential. And whenever, you know, these players have been performing really well recently, that, you know, they really catch your attention and want you to watch their games.
So let's stick on the topic of Arsenal. What do you think they need at the moment to challenge, like Liverpool, for the Premier League title, considering they're in fourth place currently, 9 points behind Liverpool, same amount of games played? Is it something to do with some players that they're missing? Does it have something to do with Mikel Arteta being their coach? What would you say about any of that?
I think Arteta is, you know, a good coach for them. I think, you know, he has really lifted them up the last 4 years. But the two problems that I see them having is squad depth. I feel like towards the end of the year, since the Prem League is a place where they are playing a lot of games, more than in any other league. So I feel like when it comes to that, they don't have the squad depth to keep up with the other big teams in the league. Another thing I do think they're missing at the moment is a true nine, someone who can get the goals for them.
If you could choose a true nine for Arsenal, who would it be? Who do you want to transfer in this winter or even next summer?
To help Arsenal, I think a striker I would choose would probably be the one from Sporting who's having an amazing season right now. I can't pronounce his name, but I think his name is Gyökeres or something like that. But I think the way he plays will really fit into Arsenal's play style. You know, he's a player who he's good at, you know, running behind. He can also hold the ball, and this is like, you know, he fits Arsenal play style where they like to hold the ball.
Speaking about Sporting, what do you think about how Erik ten Hag is finally out and Ruben Amorim is going to Manchester United to be the head coach? Any thoughts on any of those two?
Well, I think, you know, Erik ten Hag's time at United, it was time to come to an end. You know, ever since he came, the team slightly improved, but then, you know, dropped off, you know, so, and they weren't going anywhere no more with him. So I think bringing in a new coach, someone like Amorim, who is, you know, doing insanely well with Sporting, that we see that he was able to get the win on Man City. I think, you know, he can come into Man United and make the change that is needed, you know, help the players who are playing bad, give them the confidence they need. Because I feel like that's Man United's problem, that their players, you know, I guess, lack conviction, lack confidence to, you know, go out there and, you know, get the wins.
If it doesn't work out at Real Madrid for Kylian Mbappe, which team should get him in the Premier League and why?
I think in the Prem, there's a lot of teams that would like him, you know. So I think he has a lot of options to go to. There's definitely, I would say, the big six teams have space for him. So right now, Real Madrid, as playing as a nine, he isn't liking it. You know, it's the same problem with PG. He didn't like playing as a sole nine. He prefers playing on the left. So he will have to join a team that has space for him on the left. So, you know, teams like City, they can use him on the left. They don't have anybody at the moment on his caliber, especially. Same with Chelsea, you know, Arsenal. They all have space for him. The one that would be tough for him would be Liverpool, I think. I think, you know, Luis Diaz is, you know, he's on that side and he's performing really well right now. So my guess for him would be to join either City, Chelsea, or Arsenal, where they can use him.
If you could predict a team to just overperform or finish higher than anybody would expect, a dark horse, what team in the Premier League do you think will just surprise everybody by their top four finish or just way above predicted or above average? What team would that be for you, looking at this table?
Well, at the moment, I see Brighton at six. For me, I think they have the chance to be top five. You know, at the moment, you know, they've been coming out with a lot of good players. You know, young people who have been performing for them, who have been getting the wins that they needed. I think this year, Brighton can reach the top five and surprise the big teams and get some wins over them.
Which three teams do you think will get relegated at the end of the season? At the moment, we have Crystal Palace sitting at 18th with 7 points, Wolves sitting at 19th with 6 points, and Southampton sitting at 20th with 4 points. Do you think this will change? Do you think these three will get relegated? Do you think any of the teams near them in the table will end up dropping? What are your thoughts on the relegate or the teams that could potentially get relegated, and who would they be?
I think for Southampton, I think, you know, sadly they will be the first one out. I think they have been lacking and been beaten by every team they faced. I do think another team that will be relegated, and it will be a switch from the bottom three at the moment, would be Ipswich Town. You know, I think they're a team that they're very holding on to their spot. A team that doesn't have the best players, they lack squad depth. So I see them being the second team. And I think for the last team to be relegated, I think it's going to be a fight between Crystal Palace and Wolves. I do believe Crystal Palace has the team to fight their way out of relegation and avoid being relegated.
How good do you think Mo Salah is to you? Would you compare him to any player? Do you think he's just farming up the Premier League with his stats of 274 Premier League appearances, 165 goals, and 75 assists? Is Mo Salah one of the greatest players to have ever played in the Premier League?
Yeah, for Salah, I do believe that he is one of the best players we've seen in the Premier League. You know, ever since his return to Liverpool, the return to the Premier League, he's, you know, been in top form, you know, showing that he's, you know, in top there with one of the best in his positions. You know, he brings a lot. You know, he's able to hold that ball. He's able to score the goals for you. You know, when you need him, he's there. You know, I think he's been easily the most important player for Liverpool. You know, they have gotten less success through to him, you know, for him being able to get the goals they needed, you know, or, you know, get past the ball to players. I think he is one of the best players we've seen in the Premier League at the moment.
Love the insight, DJI. Thanks for coming out to the podcast and sharing your thoughts.
Once again, thanks for having me, DJ Joe Bonito.
Also, big thanks to the listeners listening to More Than 90 by DJ Jogo Bonito.